Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Sophia Salaby in for Ricky Bevington. President Trump says his support among African-American voters will only get bigger before the November 2020 election. Speaking at the launch of his Black Voices for Trump coalition in Atlanta, the president told a room full of supporters Republicans have the best policies for the Black community.
If you don't want your jobs going overseas, if you don't want your children trapped in failing schools, if you don't want liberal extremists to run your lives, then today we say, welcome to the Republican Party.
Meanwhile, about half as many people as were in the Trump event protested outside the venue. President Trump is headed out of Atlanta after launching his Black Voices for Trump coalition. GPB's Stephen Fowler spoke with people in attendance ahead of the president's arrival.
The most common sentiment among attendees is excitement and relief at being around other Black conservatives. Bryson Gray came from North Carolina.
To see the majority of the people that's Black in here, that's actually cool, because I rarely see it from where I'm from. I'm usually the only person. It's usually me versus the world. So when I'm here, it's like us versus the world.
Trump's reelection campaign is reaching out to Black voters by touting record low unemployment and things like economic opportunity zones as reason more Black people should vote for him. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in downtown Atlanta.
Meanwhile, the Democratic Party of Georgia held a press conference this morning at the state capitol denouncing the president's appearance. Tim McDonald is pastor of Atlanta's first Iconium Baptist Church. He says it's a slap in the face that the president is launching the new coalition in the birthplace of the civil rights movement.
This man's rhetoric and his agenda have taken our country backwards, not forwards, to a time when there was much pain. Much pain.
I'm Sophia Salby for GPB News.